Hi, Kim?
Okay, that's better a little bit. I think it's my phone, but go ahead.
Yes, it's Emmanuel on a recorded line calling you back about the Roundup intake. So
okay.
We'll just quickly recap what you said, that you would like to participate and that you haven't started a claim with any other firm. Do I have that correct so far?
Correct.
Okay, and it was you that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that, of course. And do you know the subtype or no?
Like the B cell?
Oh, okay. It's large B cell lymphoma. Let me click that one here. One second. Oh, let me find it. Where is it? There it is. Diffuse large B cell. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis or just the one?
Just the one.
Okay. And you're filing for yourself. And then what year were you diagnosed?
In 2013.
Okay. So living case between 2005 and present. I'll click that. And do you happen to know the diagnosing date? I know it was 2013, but roughly the month or so?
Like maybe April, May, April?
Okay, so we'll say April 1 of 2013 just as a placeholder.
Yeah, give it to
And then did you spray the Roundup at home or at work or both?
Mm-hmm.
At home? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the address that you would have used the product at?
1533 Rio Vista by Saya, California, 93292. Couldn't remember if it was 91 or 92.
Okay. Are you in California right now?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's where we are. So you're in Visalia?
Yeah.
We are in Orange County, so I think you're further up north, are you?
I'm towards Fresno.
I'm sorry?
I'm towards Fresno.
Oh, okay, yeah, so you're up north
I'm
there.
I'm between Bakersfield and Fresno.
Oh, okay, yeah, I have family in Bakersfield. It gets hot there in the summer.
Yeah, it gets hot here, too.
And did any of your colleagues or neighbors or anyone else in the home spray the product or no?
No, just me and myself. So.
Okay. And then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
35, maybe.
Okay, so you were between the ages of 18 and 79 then, right?
Yeah, I was like 35.
Okay. And how many years did you spray the Roundup?
Well, geez, from 2004.
So from like 2013 from 2004
like,
to 2013? So like 9 years?
Yeah, something like that.
And then, so you would have sprayed it for at least 10 or more days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And then the phone that we're on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
And then are you a U.S.?
Go ahead.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then just yes or no to these following questions, just in regards to have you been diagnosed with any of these. HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune diseases?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis? No?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Other cancers requiring chemotherapy?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Lupus?
No.
And then are you an organ transplant or no?
No.
Do you have any family history of cancer or no?
No.
Okay.
Thank God.
And then we have, let me go ahead and click this here. Okay, and then your name I have is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Last name, Forcum, F-O-R-C-U-M.
Correct.
Is there a middle initial I should jot down or no?
L.
L as in Lima?
L as in Lima or Lynn.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender?
Female.
And then are you married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Unmarried, okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
Well, I was told about it, but then I've seen it on social networks.
Okay. So you found out when you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
But also made a connection between what you saw online?
Yeah. But okay. Yeah. You got it.
And then we have April of 2013 is when you were first became aware of your injuries related to Roundup. Okay. And then this one asks for your height and feet in inches.
I'm 5'8".
And weight?
133.
And then what is the best email address for you?
KimberlyForcum81.
At gmail.com, okay. And this phone number is your cell, 559-339-9623.
Correct.
Okay. And then we already calculated you used it for about 9 years. How many times a month or a year would you say you use the product?
Probably like 2 to 3 times a month.
Okay.
So whatever that is.
Okay. So 9 years is 108 months times 3 times a month. That'd be 324. Okay. So I'm going to put 324. And then you sprayed the product for at least a full year before you were diagnosed, right?
Yeah.
And then you said you started using the product in like 2004. So
approximately.
Okay. Till about April when you were diagnosed. So we'll say.
Well, like till like 2013 probably.
Right. Mm-hmm. So from 1/04 to about 4/13. And then you applied it monthly, and then did you normally just apply it through one of those pre-made pumps, or did you mix it yourself? And
it was the pre-made or the bottle.
And did you wear any protective gear while applying Roundup?
Not usually, no.
No, okay. And then where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied to? So just around the yard or?
Yeah, the backyard, majority of it was the backyard. Pretty big backyard.
Sure. How big would you say?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, feet and stuff like that. I don't know. It was bigger than your normal size.
Okay. We'll say, I don't know, maybe 30 by 20, that would be very big.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, like, measurements.
And then in California is where you sprayed it residentially. And you were first exposed to it, spraying it around the house. So let me put
the front and backyard.
And you were directly exposed and you personally sprayed the product, correct?
Correct.
And we said 9 years, so let me put that here. I don't think this applies to you just because where you are, but I have to ask, do you get your water from a well or from the city?
from the same.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or no?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange or no?
No.
And then we said you use the pre-mixed. And then typically do you recall where you would have purchased the product, like a Home Depot or like an Ace?
Yeah.
Or
Walgreens, Lowe's.
Okay.
Varies wherever I was at, you know.
Right. Let me put this here. And then do you have any, like, empty containers or receipts or anything like that of the product?
I probably do. I can round them up for you.
Okay. Not needed, just if so I'll put that you do have access to some. And then have you ever been a smoker?
No.
And then are you currently employed or no?
I'm part-time.
And then what is your current job title?
I'm self-employed as a house painter.
Okay. So house painter.
It's a company called Homoglow, but it's like they subcontract if you get stinking hot.
Okay. Let me write all this here. One second. Okay. And then did you ever lose any time from work because of surgeries or treatments or anything related to your condition?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then give me an approximate date range that you were unable to work.
From 2014 to 2017.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, 16. That's not definite. That's just a give or take.
Yeah, I'm just going to put ballpark. So ballpark from 14 to 17?
Yeah.
Okay. And then were you ever in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' comp?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And then other than minor traffic offenses, like parking tickets and stuff, have you ever been convicted of a crime or no?
No.
Okay. And then just so I can find the address, what is the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
Stanford. Can you hear me?
Yep, Stanford Hospital.
Oh, yeah, somebody was calling in, so I didn't know if you could hear me. Yeah, Stanford.
The one in Palo Alto or the one in, in Stanford?
Stanford Hospital, yeah, Stanford.
Oh, okay. Stanford Medicine on Pasteur Drive?
It was on Blake.
Blake? Oh, okay. Perfect. I see that one here online.
The Stanford Cancer Center, I think it was called.
Okay, I have the address here.
I can get it if you need it.
No, I have it here. Do you remember your doctor's name?
Not Littles. I used to call him Whittles. I think.
Let me see. Oh, Whittles. Yes, I see him here. Ron Whittles.
I don't think it was Ron.
Ronald, that shows. No?
I don't think it was Ronald, but I don't remember. I think it was a different name, first name. But I'm not sure. But
is he kind of like a, not like a younger, but like not super old? I guess middle age. I'm looking at a picture. I don't know if that's him.
No, I don't know.
It shows the same address, though. And it's Whittles, W-I-T-T-E-L-E-S?
Correct. And that's probably because that name's not very common.
Right. Yeah, that's what I see. So I'll just go with that. And
I don't know.
That I see. So let me put that here. And then how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Oh, dear. We don't want to go there. What can you say?
Sure. No, I get it. I'll just put that you don't want to go into too much detail, but obviously it's impacted your life.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. That's bringing it negative to my life.
Okay, perfect. No, that's okay. That's more than enough. Let me just type that up real quick.
It's called the law of attraction. You don't want to talk about it.
No, right. Okay. And then do you have medical records that indicate your cancer?
I can get them.
You can get them? Okay, thank you for confirming. And then I have the hospital name again, so let me put that in there. And then you were treated sometime. Did they treat you right when they found the diagnosis or shortly after? Or?
It's right after, pretty much.
Okay, so we'll say, just mid-month of April, so 4/15/2013. Does that sound okay as a placeholder date?
When I started?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it was like 2013. Yeah, so
yeah, 2013. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what kind of treatment were you given? Like chemo or radiation, surgery?
Chemo and radiation.
Okay. And then this is still your current address, the one you gave me for 1533 North Rio?
No.
Okay. What is your current mailing address?
1138 North Highland. Visalia, California, 93291.
North Highland, Visalia. Huh, let me see. My system has to find it.
It's H-I-G-H-L-A-N-D, 1138 North Highland. Highland Street.
Highland Street, okay, there you go. That's what was missing, the street. Perfect. I see it here, 93291. And we're just about done, almost done here. Normally, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
Yeah, I can go ahead and put my sister.
Okay. Do you live with your sister or no?
No.
Okay. So we're putting sibling, and then what's her name?
Jeanette,
okay.
And it's 559.
509?
559.
559, uh-huh.
510.
Uh-huh.
9599.
Okay. And then real quick, what is Jeanette's last name?
Orcom.
Okay, same last name. And that's J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E?
Correct.
Okay. Alrighty. Then I'm getting ready to send you an automated text message. Let me just make sure I'm not missing any fields. Actually, yes, this is for the HIPAA medical compliance section. It's the last section.
Okay.
Pardon me, sorry. Just so the firm can get copies of your records, what is your date of birth?
1/17/78.
And then the social?
545-614647.
Okay, and that should let me send it right now. So you'll get an automated text message, not a text message from my direct line, which is the number we're speaking on. It's going to be from DocuSign as an automated number. Right. Let me see. Oh, and this, I forgot to ask. Do we have permission to contact your emergency contact if we can't get a hold of you?
Well, I would prefer you contact me just because she doesn't
right.
know.
No, yeah. Right. But just in case, like if something were to happen.
If you can contact me for a long time, yeah, then that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Then it should let me send it now. I just had to fill in that bubble. And it's spinning. Okay, looks like it just went to you.
I haven't gotten it.
No. Let me check here. Looks like it might have sent as a draft. Give me 1 second. It's showing as a draft, so I have to manually hit continue on it. Okay, let me know if you get it.
Welcome to DocuSign.
Mm-hmm, that's the one.
Okay. Shoot, my phone's gonna die. I got a little bit of juice.
It should take just a minute, so hopefully it lets you finish up real quick.
Okay, I'm on here.
Okay. And then usually, now I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just let me know. But usually after you hit a yellow start button, or what do you see in front of you?
It says, I should make it bigger. It just says my name. It's the document. Okay, so it has a yellow like sign.
Yep, so you should see a yellow start button, and then after that, anywhere that has like an arrow, you'll just tap it, and it'll let you sign your name.
I already did it.
Okay, and then you should be able to do it a few times before it lets you finish a yellow, or hit a yellow finish button.
I said I'm done already.
Okay, then you're all set. You should have a copy of the completed one in your inbox any second. And then other than that, if you have questions or anything, the number you see on your caller ID is my direct line, and you can just call or text me. If you call and I don't... Go ahead.
No, so now what? It's in the next step. Or like...
Yeah, so in about a week or so, you should get a call from the firm themselves. They're going to call and introduce themselves, and that way you know who your case manager is and all that. And so if you don't hear from them in about a week or two, just send me a text message and I'll follow up with them and see where you are in their queue, because obviously, you know, depending on how many contracts they get sent, because it's not just our office that sends them contracts, it's multiple offices, so they can get a little backed up sometimes. But I'm a call or text away if you need an update until the file gets to them, and you can just call or text me, okay?
Okay, one more question. Is this like a couple years that the cases take to them?
That's a great... Great, great question. We're on a recorded and monitored line. I'm not an attorney, so I can't give you anything specific to your case like the firm would be able to. But I can tell you that a ton of round of cases have already been settled. As far as the time frame and how much you would get, I can't tell you because I'm not an attorney. And
I just wanted to know if it was going to be like years or like it was going to be...
I can tell you that you're in good hands with the firm, and they're going to work very quickly on your behalf.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. Bye. Be well.
You too.